Coffee Mama Jumbo has ventured from Tooting, southwest London, all the way to Hackney Central, purely because of hearsay. I heard through the grapevine that on Hackney Central High Road, there's a pop-up coffee shop, and this pop-up coffee shop is manned by the most passionate Italian Roman gentleman that you'll ever meet. So I've come to taste coffees that he told me over the phone are the best coffees I'll ever have. So, of course, with a lot of anticipation, I arrived here. Pavarotti is blasting out in the background. I love Pavarotti. And I'm in an Italian environment almost in the East End of London, which is pretty amazing. So I've got in front of me Nicola Pasquale, who has pulled me a shot from, believe it or not, American coffee. We've got Haitian coffee here. He's very passionate, and this coffee is roasted in Italy. Now, he also runs a shop called, not a shop, kind of a business called ABC Coffee. So not only does he pull exquisite shots, he also advises people. His company is called Dose Coffee London. This is the pop-up shop here. So without further ado, let's just hear the maestro himself talk to me about what he's all about and his coffee. So, over to you, Nicola.
Hello there. Hi. Well, good to meet you. And well, it's quite interesting for me to get the chance to explain to people what I really like to do with ABC Coffee. Mm-hmm. So I've got Dose Coffee London as an example, as like my baby. So I like to really push and prove to a lot of people the fact that Italian coffee is still up really well. So it's not all about commercial coffee. We do have in here Caffetteria Penazzi, mm-hmm. and he's an artist and a coffee roaster. He's been doing it for many years.
Mm-hmm. Where is he from?
He's from Ferrara, and mm-hmm. he won the award as well for the best cafe in all Ferrara.
Okay, and where is that in Italy?
It's part of north of Italy.
North of Italy. Yeah. Okay, so you import these roasted coffees mm-hmm. from this gentleman whose yes. name already escaped me. What's his name?
Alberto.
Alberto. Okay. Okay. So, and we've got here, we've got three hoppers here, three grinders, and I had the Haitian, and I just want to describe, I've never had Haitian coffee, so I was extremely interested. You're also pretty particular in the way you pull shots, because you believe that a double shot should be 14 grams and 14 grams only, and a single shot 7 grams. So I've got in front of me in a cute little yellow espresso cup a 7-gram dose coffee that pulled beautifully through the Nuova Simonelli, and I'm putting my lips to it, and I must say, let me just try again, because I've had one already. I'm going to have another sip. It's actually a coffee that I can't equate to anything else that I've had before. And for me, it's very liquoring. It actually resembles a little bit to licorice. It is very long-lasting, because this is actually my second espresso. I've had one about 10 minutes ago, or even more. I went down the road, because sadly, in this pop-up, there's actually no toilet. Anyway, I went to McDonald's and went to the loo, and I could still feel this beautiful coffee on my tongue. So I want to congratulate you, for one, for having a beautiful coffee here, and then just tell me a little bit more about your passion for coffee, because now that we're actually talking live, you've become a bit shy. You were just oozing passion, and you've got a great smile, so just continue telling me about your passion for coffee.
Yeah, well, it started about 5 years ago, and from then on, you know, I practiced, you know, working for different companies in London, and then I decided to get more accurate, and I decided to go and follow school in Czech Republic, run from Roberto Trevisan, and the school is called Scola Cave. Mm-hmm. The reason why I went in Czech Republic...
It's a coffee school, right?
Yeah, it's a coffee school in Czech Republic, and the guy moved in Czech Republic about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to go in there, and then able to open my own company, ABC, and then run my own classes and
about,
my own
all
business.
About coffee?
All about coffee, Italian way of making
okay,
coffee.
Okay, so why are you so passionate about coffee?
Well, I never really, I'll be honest, you know, I'm not one of these people and say I've always been really into coffee. It just got me like that. My dad did ask me, Nico, why coffee? And I say, I don't know, Dad. It just really ran me over. And I just, like, from that day, I just, like, think coffee all the time. Friends, oh, it's Nico. Did you talk about coffee? Say, yes. It's always like almost a joke it became. But, you know, that's what I love. And I do it with a lot of passion to it. And I really would like to pass this message to people with the ABC coffee?
Well, coffee is a very diverse subject. And as you know, we are pretty much leading the way in London, you know, with the coffee... a coffee wave, as you want. And I mean, it's great to have a gentleman like you who's passionate, who loves his heritage, to also be part of that generation. So I will say to people, Hackney Central is a destination not to be missed. It's not all happening in Shoreditch. It's also happening further afield and the West End, of course. So, Nicola, it's been a pleasure, obviously, to taste for the first time Haitian coffee. And you want to say one more thing?
Yes.
Say one more thing.
Just not to let you down, if you're going to come down here, I'm afraid I won't be able to make a flat white or a double espresso because I don't really believe in it.
Okay.
I do strictly Italian way of making coffee.
Okay, so if you're interested in the Italian way of making coffee, that's a destination for you, and you'll meet a smiley gentleman with a lot of coffee enthusiasm.